Welcome to episode 35 of Pomcast. We are here just
Take two.
You don't want to talk about take one.
Yes, we do. Cat kept jumping on me. Had an allergic reaction because I do have allergies to cats, and that's why I sound like I got two tampons shoved up my nostrils. Welcome to episode 35.
We are fragile and delicate, as you can tell.
I shall also warn you. I should. Well, enough about your rear end. No, in all seriousness. Well, enough. I'm tongue-tied too. I do apologize if there is a tad bit of echoiness to my vocals, audio, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be such a bad episode because I've just moved to a different room in the house and it's not fully kitted out yet, so it may sound a tad echoey. So my apologies to you. Yes.
Good. You got that out quite nicely.
Thank you. I am struggling today. I'm still not with it. We'll keep this short and sweet today. Pomex was good. Take care, folks. See ya. Bye-bye.
But this way, reflective of a post in the group page, we certainly have pushed ourselves quite a lot for this. But what can we say about it? It was a wonderful event. And I think it reflects in how people are talking about it at the moment.
It was incredible, you know. Just from the moment I was stood next, like I was stood, in the staff room talking to all the guests, and you know, you get that overwhelming sensation. You're like, wow, look, I'm in a room with all these people. And then we all came out and all the community guests lined up, and then they start, you know, the intro begins, and I'm like stood next to you, and you know, I mean, I'm like, I think I screamed in your ear at one point, how did we get here?
Yeah, I think you did actually.
And I was like barely holding the tears back at that point. It was the most emotional I've been at an opening ever.
Oh, for sure.
But it was incredible.
We got onto the stage and already you looked out to the crowd. I think you went to say something, but it's like your lip quivered or something along the lines, but whatever happened, everyone had seen it already and you got the cheer immediately because I think people knew how much this meant in general as an event and what it meant to you and to me, because they picked up on it immediately. You know, and it was such a long discussion beforehand to build the Pomex and what it all meant, you know. I mean, we should let people know though at this moment that if there's any sense of sniffling or what sounds like tears, you are just full of allergies right now. So,
and they're not going to hear that. I'm going to cut all my sniffles out, but yes, I am allergy full right now. Freaking cat. I find if I'm overly tired, this has got to be science behind this, if I'm tired, my allergies are at the most sensitive. So like right now, I am struggling to keep my eyes open. I am physically and mentally exhausted. But it's you know, it's fine. I'm just going to push through the next couple of days and it'll all be good. But yes, Pomex was, it just seemed to fly by, didn't it? Like, it's just like, boom, it was all over.
It kind of reminded me of Glasgow in that way, because we had the same sentiment about Glasgow, how quickly it came and went. But there's something...
Okay, I will say this, don't get used to having this amount of guests, because I don't like having that amount of guests. It makes it too difficult to run. It was a special occasion, that's why we had so many. I would not do that again. I much prefer when there's only a couple of guests, because you could get to spend lots of time with them. But seeing it was a milestone, we really wanted to push the boat out.
Yeah, it's kind of to keep in line with our ideals of intimacy, for example.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Exactly.
It's better that way.
It's also cheaper. but no, I feel like I covered everything in my note. If you haven't already read it, or if you haven't read Alan's, there are two very long essays in the community group that I would encourage you to go read. They kind of give us the... They give you our insight to what it's like to be on the inside. So, yeah.
And get cozy, the long reads.
Yes, they are. And, you know, and before we know it, Vancouver will be here.
7 weeks.
And we have recorded this episode on a Friday, and this is either going out very late on Friday or on Saturday morning. But by this point, we would have announced another guest for Vancouver, and that is Brianna White, who is the voice actor of
Do I say it the correct way, the wrong way?
You say Aerith. It the correct way.
Yeah. Aerith.
Aerith. Did I do it right? Yes, in the Final Fantasy VII remake. So we've been talking to Brianna for a couple months, and we're delighted to announce that she'll be joining us in Vancouver. So that's exciting.
Oh, now definitely.
We have two remake voice actors for Vancouver. I mean, that's a solid lineup right there.
Oh, for sure.
And kind of interesting because we're going from one extreme of the spectrum to the other now, right? Like we go from our largest then now to our smallest. You know, quite Vancouver true. Is always our smallest event. The venue's not huge. And it really kind of brings us back to the days of where we began. And it's nice because it means it basically runs without fault.
Yeah, it was. I remember quite well that event. Oh, what are we talking now? April 2018. Been about a year and a half ago now. And yeah, it was a very, very smooth Leave Your Own event, very chill,
and just
nice.
On the topic of running smooth, I just want to say a huge thank you to our volunteer team for Pomex. They were incredible. Like literally,
definitely.
They were absolutely spot on. And for those of you who do not know, we were, I think it was 7 volunteers short for Pomex. And if you ever wonder what we do with the people that don't turn up, well, naturally we have them shot. Talking of which, we have discussed this, unless the person has a very good reason for not going, we are going to start putting them on a blacklist because it's not fair. I know things come up and if there's a solid reason, then fair dues, but some people just basically say they'll come and then they don't. And that's just not cool.
No messages have been received, sadly.
About that any. Is sad. Blacklist them all. Blacklist them now. Blacklist all of them. So they will not be welcome to volunteer at KuperCon in the future. Obviously, we'd never kick them out of the building. If they're paying, they can come in. It is disappointing. But yeah, huge thank you to the team. You did such an incredible good job, guys, seriously.
Oh yeah, I mean, some of our volunteers had actually stayed to the very end packing up with us. And that was after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It was
a tough
huge
night.
Gratitude.
That was really our only issue was we've learned a lot about the breakdown of an event. So we're going to work on that.
I suppose we never had to deal with anything quite as big as this one, though,
no,
when it came to the amount of stuff to work with. So
intense.
Yeah.
From your perspective, what items did you see selling well? What things? The hoodies seem to go down a treat.
Hoodies are fine, but I tell you, as usual, the folders and ultimate boxes, absolutely flying out.
I think we sold over 50 ultimate boxes.
Oh, we sold at about over 70.
Wow. That's a lot of ultimate boxes.
It was, because I remember we set up about 40 or so ready to go. And we put another 32 empty boxes underneath the bank of mark tables. So we had to take them out during the day and fill them up there. And I recall them finishing up towards the end of the day. I think some people still wanted them. So we said, listen, we don't have any boxes left, but we can still give you, if you want 10 booster packs, we can do that and give you a random foil. And people said, yeah, that's fine with me, because they want the extra foil then. That up to that. So, yeah.
Noted. I will make sure we are well stocked for Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm just trying to, rack my brain. The moment, another moment that it takes my mind to is being on stage with the Glaive. You could really see the emotion from Liam, Adrian, and Will. It was a moment for them. It was almost like for them, it's probably the end of a major part of their life, you know?
Mm.
That's not to say that we're never going to see them again. It's just to say that, they'd worked on this project, they'd worked on Kingsglaive, and now with the change into the remake, this is the end of a chapter of their life. And
no, I get
you could really see the emotion flow over them.
And you could see what the project really meant to them, because we know, been talking to a lot of them, that they all keep in touch quite a lot about this. Mm-hmm. And as actors, they work on so many different projects over time, and you don't necessarily keep in touch with every single group you have at the time, but the fact that you really have over Kingsglaive showed that they really all worked so well together and they really bonded over it. So it's such a big deal for them, I wasn't there at the time when it was taking place, but I have seen the videos of it. So it was very well done, I have to say.
the cosplay contest went down a smash 137 or something like that. Absolutely mental, that Fat Chocobo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, what a number.
Hmm.
Incredible. And, you know, and then obviously the closing ceremony. You little bastard. For the record, you know, nothing ever gets past me. I knew that something was happening. I knew that it involved a recording, and that's about all I knew.
How did you have what degree did you know that? How did you
Telling you my sources.
Oh.
Nobody told me. It was purely accidental that I found out.
I see.
But I knew that something was going on.
I tried to put the t-shirts out there as a sort of a red herring to lead you away from that.
Gotcha.
But it looks like...
The t-shirts are really the only thing that completely and absolutely caught me off guard. Like, I knew that Nat was going to talk. I knew that I knew that for some time Nat wanted to talk on stage.
Now, it's interesting that you say that, because I knew Nat wanted to talk as well. However, when I had the recording in mind and I started to develop it, that wasn't part of the plan at the time. Until I discovered Nat wanted to talk, I thought, actually, I could script it in such a way that it ends with her speaking. So we hadn't got this plan at the beginning together, but when I realised what I was doing and I discovered she wanted to speak, I said, here's what we can do this time. If I do my bit first, and I can end introducing you to do that. So...
Well, see, I thought she had cold feet because before the recording, it looked like you went to hand her the microphone and then she kind of like pushed it away. And I was thinking, oh, she got cold feet. Mm. But then when she took it, I was like, oh, God, here we go.
I think she was trying very hard to record the whole time, because even when I needed her to begin it, she was still recording. It's like, you know, it was harder to coordinate this time, because with the speakers being so delicate, we couldn't just swap out the linings. So we had to work with the technician. And I was a bit like, oh, okay, this makes it harder.
Freaking technicians. You know, I thought having a sound technician was going to make it easier. It didn't. It made it much harder. So in future, no sound technician. Screw that. Absolute waste of money. It was a very powerful closing.
Mm.
I think the thing that really caught everyone off guard at the closing was when I told the story of Gwen and the bike.
Yeah.
I think that seems to have been the thing that affected people the most.
Absolutely.
Because it affected me personally, you know, to constantly be missing milestones in my kids' lives.
Mm. I remember you telling me that, you know, it wasn't even that long before this event.
No, it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It's all for the greater good. And looking back at Pomex, there is very little I would change. It was what it was. The imperfections made it perfect. We've discussed this before. And I'm excited to move forward. In fact, for the next one in London, which I quite frankly do not know when it will be, one could argue it may not even be in 2020 because of the way our schedule currently fits.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have something that I really want to do for that event next time. I won't talk about it in this cast, but it is groundbreaking, to say the least,
okay,
for us. Oh, yes. So.
Interesting.
Now, I know this has been an incredibly short episode, but I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Because one, I sound like shit. Two, I feel like shit. And four, I need it. No, I don't. Anyway, that was a good joke. Potty humor is not my thing. No, I don't like that. No, take it back. Potty humor. That's the one thing I don't like, is potty humor.
Oh,
true,
yeah.
Story.
Okay.
I hate it. Don't like potty humor.
Fair.
Yeah.
That can be difficult for you as a dad, because you know, Gwen and Riel, they're going to come out with all those kind of jokes in no time.
Yeah,
no. It's only a matter of time, this kid's age.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
But no, thank you. There's so many things that I was gifted, and there are so many things that I have to look at. I have a beautiful little Kubicon box that was given to me by some wonderful people that I intend to open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually told that we have to be on camera when we open them. So.
Oh, well, I wasn't told that about my box. Right, so
okay.
Well, looks maybe, like I'm off the hook.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, we will return to normal scheduling very, very shortly. In fact, the next episode of the audio series, The Nibelheim Incident, will be going up very, very shortly. Apologies for the delay. It's just been so much going on. And depending on how we fall for schedule, we'll see how we go. But things will, normality will now resume.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think, oh, Pomix is done, we can't up it, we can't go one step, you know nothing. You know absolutely nothing. You know, we have over 50 new Tripom cards being created at the moment. We're about a quarter of the way there. Once Vancouver is out of the way, we move into generation... God, what generation are we now? Four?
Oh, yeah.
And there's some, you know, some really fresh and exciting changes. We've got the evening event at Glasgow, which will be just as memorable as the last one, with the big band Bosch.
For different reasons, I'm sure.
Yes, for different reasons. Well, I'll still get hammered.
Oh, you'll get hammered, but you can do it in a classy fashion.
I personally think... What are you trying to say? That it wasn't classy last time? Screw you, you Irish...
Your wig was at a weird angle by the end of the night, and I didn't approve of it.
Ah, well, I'm sorry. Calm your tits. And... can I also say that my rant during Pomex evening was brilliant? Like my whole Scatman rant. I thought that was brilliant. The fact that so many people took to Twitter to post that rant makes me happy.
Up your game, anyway, is the message from that, I think.
be gone, my children. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we will be back to normality within days.
Yep. We absolutely will.
Okay, so you sign off, I sleep.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Alex is gone, so I gotta go as well. Oh, listen to that.
I missed Alan. No, seriously, let's go.
Oh, damn, I thought he was gonna say more. Anyway, folks, no more gossip, I'm afraid. See you later, and thanks again for all your support as always, and we'll catch you next time. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye.